Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heidi Nielsen of Long Island City, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was The Residents' Six Things to a Cycle from their album Fingerprints. Before that, a beautiful album, a collection of recordings from Bali, put out by the great Sublime Frequencies label. It's called Night Recordings from Bali, and from it we heard Tourist Barong Gamelan. Before that, a recording of some traditional Sufi trance music by the Jalala Brotherhood of Northern Morocco, performed by the Jalala Brotherhood and recorded by Paul Bowles and Brian Geisen and their travels through Morocco in the 1960s, released on a label called Trance Records that only ever put out the Jalala Brotherhood record. And we started the whole show with music from William Parker, Morning Mantra from his work Double Sunrise Over Neptune. Up next, music from Charlemagne Palestine, who in his early years in the mid to late 60s performed the bells at a major cathedral in Manhattan. I think St. Mark's. I forget the exact place. But for years, he played the bells for passersby and formed a lot of his techniques as, I guess, a carry-on. And this is we're going to hear from a collection of those early some early recordings from 1960s of Charlemagne Palestine performing the bells in New York City. This is Bell Studies.